This is a dictation for patient Angela Bush, A-N-G-E-L-A, B-U-S-H. Date of birth is 9/18/1967. Date of service is 4/17/2024. Date of accident is 7/7/2022. Allegedly, the patient was involved in an automobile accident leading to all the symptoms that are being recorded. Right now, the chief symptoms are headaches with vertigo, pain in the left knee, pain in the left shoulder, lower back. And also in the neck. Patient has shooting pain in the both front of the thighs, but nothing in the upper extremities. But she does report weakness of the left arm. And once in a while, she has a numbness of the left hand of all the fingers. Patient also reportedly had two epidural injections to the lumbar spine and one injection to the left knee. Pain in the right shoulder is also reported with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Pain level in the shoulder is 9 to 10. But it is rapidly getting better. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 7/7/2022, around 7:30 a.m., patient Angela Bush was traveling in a Lincoln MKZ as a restrained driver at around 15 miles an hour speed on Greenfield and 6 Mile. She reported that she came out of a parking lot and at 6 Mile Road, and she did not yield, although she did not get any ticket, but the other car hit on a driver's side on her in a T-bone fashion. They were coming from the Greenfield side. The damage was to the whole driver's side window, which was broken, and driver's side damage. They were hit with the Toyota Camry at around 35-40 miles an hour. The patient Angela Bush was wearing seatbelts, restrained, airbag was not deployed, no loss of consciousness was reported at the time of accident, and it was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance did not come to the scene. Regarding the damage to the car, the steering wheel, seatbelts are all okay, but the driver door was completely broken. She did not receive any cuts, bruises, or any fractures. She started having some headache and neck whiplash, and no other major trauma was reported. She did go to the emergency room on the day of accident at Henry Ford Hospital, was discharged after 3 hours when there are no CT scan or no X-rays were done. History of presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches that are located to the front and back, and they are severe off and on, sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of currently having vertigo off and on, lack of focus, and nausea, but no issue with the smell, no smell problem, no taste problem, no TMJ issue. Denies any seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation. Denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a ongoing pain in the left shoulder, left knee, left side is the headache, left side is the neck. And the pain in the left shoulder is around 9 to 10. The pain in the neck is described to be 7. Lower back pain is 5 to 10. It varies. Which radiation to the front of both thighs up to the knee. Left knee pain is reported to be 7. The difficulty in going upstairs, downstairs, or standing. She reports that the left arm is all weak and occasionally it is numb and tingling, especially in all the fingers. All of these pains are described to be once a day, described as sharp. Severity of the pain is 9 to 10, ADLs are affected. 9, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by lying down. Lying down and medication therapy. So far, patient has had CT scan, MRIs, and physical therapy, medications, denies any chiropractic treatment or pain management or any other treatment. Please do review the records for the system review for surgical history, allergy history, family history, employment history, legal history, and personal history, please. He's working as a healthcare worker. SCNA. Please review the chart for the ADLs also. She does complain of numbness of the left hand once in a while, fatigue, anxiety, and depression, denies any sedative anesthesia. She's able to walk reasonably well, sit reasonably well, and stand reasonably well. A physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 136 over 99. Pulse is 75. Pulse ox is 99. Height 5'2". Weight 214 pounds. The patient is a 57-year-old African-American female, well-built, obese slightly. Alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, and is mobile without using an adapter device. Rest of the exam come from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, which are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. To forward flexion is being 55. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension 10. Bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, cervical spine has a negative Hoffman sign, positive Sperling sign, positive Thermit test, but a negative Soto Hall test, negative distraction test, negative myelopathy sign. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, Burzenski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is also positive. Bilaterally, CAM test is positive. Levinsky sign and Berger test are negative. Sacroiliac joints are found non-tender with negative standing flexion test and negative Gosselin fiber test, negative iliac compression and distraction test. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder and the left knee, rest of the extremities are found to be intact, and left upper extremity, The right lower extremity and right upper extremity are completely normal with normal reflexes, normal motor power, no contusion, laceration, pedal edema, muscle spasm are noticed. Both chest are normal, gait is normal. Some limping is noticed at the left knee area, but still patient is able to walk without any adaptive devices. Examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. The patient has a baseline pain of around 9 to 10 with the difficulty in doing abduction and forward flexion beyond 90 degrees when she starts having severe pain. However, passive range of motions are normal. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Special test was conducted. An inspection palpation for the left shoulder is completely normal. No ulcer, no dislocation, fractures are noticed, no contusions, and no swelling or crepitations. Range of motions was found to be limited on active motion. The special tests were done. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. Empty beer can test positive. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. Examination of the rest of the upper extremity reveals that the Tinel sign and Phelan sign are positive on the left hand. The grip is slightly poor, 4 by 5, and there are no obvious deficit of circulation or reflexes, which are normal, and no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy are noticed, no atrophy of thenar prominence is noticed. Grip is almost okay. Examination of the left knee reveals that there is a crepitus and grinding noise heard on moving the knee due to severe arthritis. Inspection do not reveal any scar and erythema or effusion. On palpation, there is a general tenderness peripetalar, which is more apprehensive. But other than that, knee does not feel hot or cold. Range of motions are 135 degrees of flexion. And McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Anterior posterior drawer sign is negative. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Patellar apprehension positive. Diagnosis. In general, E6.9, V8.9.2XXT, R26.89, CNS R51, R42, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, left knee M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. The plan of care is from the template for Angela Bush. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for the cervical and lumbar region, left shoulder and left knee area. Medications are provided as follows. The patient refused to take any non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication that were advised to her, like naproxen or Elavil, for getting better. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs was done. The MRIs were reported as follows. There is a cervical spine MRI that we have. There's a bulging disc at C4-5 and a herniated disc at C5-6 and C6-7 with the right C7 nerve root compression. Thoracic spine, there is a narrow edema at the adjacent end plate of T5 and T6. In the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with involvement of bilateral L5 nerve roots and right exiting L2 nerve roots. I did not find any MRI for the shoulder. Left knee MRI shows a degenerative disease of the knee with joint effusion, grade 4 chondromalacia at the medial femoral condyle and medial tibial plateau, grade 2 chondromalacia at the femoral trochlea and patellar facets, high grade tear in the middle third of the anterior cruciate ligament and medial collateral ligament sprain. Vertical tear is noticed in the posterior root of medial meniscus. The patient has been advised about these findings, and she was advised to be referred to an orthopedic surgeon for a possible knee replacement and or meniscus repair as a surgical option. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised for considering injections to the left knee times 4 with steroid, left shoulder times 4 with steroid, as well as CESI and LESI based on the MRI finding. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Patient is not having major crisis in the brain with headaches or TBI symptoms. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered today. DM is patient already has a back brace, neck brace, and knee brace, face bandages, etc. Disability patient is released to work on a light duty job 5 hours, 5 days for 5 pound lifting limit. Personal support is just, education is just. Thank you.